Psalms 119. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 119 and verse 9 through 11. I don't know too much more I have to say. It's like I've said so much before I even got to this. God wants us to have and know. Because knowledge is power. Somebody tell you, you got $1,000, $1 million waiting on you. You don't know who it's coming from. You don't have no access to it. You don't even have knowledge of it. You'll never get it. Glory to God. Wherewith shall a young man or a woman cleanse their way? By taking heed there according to thy word. With thy whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Psalms 119, just turn over maybe a page in verse 105. The word is a lamp or a light unto my feet and a light unto thy path. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. And God's word is just that, what we just said. His word is a lamp to our feet. It's like darkness is before us. And in other words, we don't have no understanding or no light, but God's word is light. Amen. It comes to enlighten us. Amen. God's words come. It's like a revealed word. It's almost like this room can be just completely dark. And say you come in here, they say if it was nighttime, you wouldn't see no light shining. It's dark. It would be dark, considered dark. But as soon as you come in, you turn the light on, you can be able to find your way because there is light. If you let it stay dark, you might stumble in the dark over something. Amen. Glory to God. God's word is light. Glory to God. It says in the book of Matthew, but he answered and said, It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Man should not just live by natural substance. We don't just live. You can't live in the spirit by natural substance. For that is of the spirit is spirit, and that is of the flesh is flesh. So we are born into this world, born into sin, shaped into iniquity. But when we're born again, God transforms us from the natural to the supernatural. So you're no longer just in the natural. You have a spirit on the inside of you, so you're supernatural. So that's what you have to feed the spiritual man in order for you to live in the spirit. Now you can continue to live in the natural. You know, get up in the morning, do all the things we do. Amen. Get up, put your clothes on, wash up, eat and all that, and do our daily routines. You can do all that. Do all that on the regular. But if you don't take some time to spend before the Lord in prayer, because that's your connection to the Father in prayer, that's the only way you're going to have connection is prayer. And prayer is communicating with God. Amen. Not every blue moon on the regular. Then not only do you have to have prayer, you have to read this word. Because you can have all the prayer, but reading not his word, the word is knowledge. The word is going to help you to conduct yourself throughout that day, conduct yourself throughout that week. It's going to show you how to get through this life living in a sin-cursed world, and you trying to live a spiritual life and have no knowledge on how to live it. The word of God is going to help you live that life. And now whether you picking it up reading, which you should do that sometime, picking it up reading it, or either glory to God or listening at it on air, listen to the right thing, listen at the word of God, letting it go through your ear gates, some kind of way. But whatever way you do it, man shall not. That's what it says. It is written, man shall not. It didn't say man shall not live by bread alone. It's like, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, that's how you and I are going to survive. That's how me, you and I are going to be able to live in the spirit. That's how you and I are going to be able to conquer anything. Amen. You can't conquer stuff in the flesh. You just can't do it. You can't conquer warfares in the flesh, because the majority of the warfares we have, the Bible said they're not carnal. You're not fighting against a person or things. You're fighting up against spirits. So you take the spirit to fight a spirit. If you got a struggle, attack that the devil's constantly attacking you with, some kind of problem, glory to God, that is not a natural problem. That's a spiritual problem. That's a spiritual enemy, and you need the spirit to come against that spirit that's coming against you. Amen. The Lord, no, we don't fight it with the spirit. We go and we do other things to try to calm it down, but we're never delivered from it. We do other things to calm down, amen, whatever's coming against us. Some people go on a shopping spree when they stress out. Some people go on an eating spree when they stress. We do other things to conquer it through the spirit, conquer it through prayer. Amen. And fasting. Amen. Sometimes my stomach, your stomach, need a rest. Amen. From food. I believe if we fast and pray enough, we'll get our greatest deliverance. Because God can do a lot for you when you're on the fast. And I ain't talking about no fast watching it if every 5 minutes till you come off the next 10 minutes. I'm talking about a fast that God put before you. Amen. Some people drink pop and eat pizza and all that on the fast. That ain't no fast. Chewing gum and stuff. Ain't no fast either. Peppermints and everything. Ain't no fast. You watching the fast like around the clock. I'll be glad when I come off that fast. Then you go and eat 3 or 4 meals more than that one meal you're supposed to eat. That's a defeated fast. Amen. 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 We all, and sometimes we'll wake up in the morning and God say, okay, we fasting today. Got health problem. You need a fast. I remember one time I wasn't feeling good. I woke up that morning and the Lord said, don't eat until so. I said to myself, so be it. I was, my stomach didn't feel like eating, but it was fine with me. Amen. Felt better throughout that day too. There's time to fast. Turn down your plate. Fast. You ain't gonna die. Amen. We are like we starving to death. I'm starving. I hate to see hear American people. We starve. We don't know what starving is. Ain't nothing about stomach. Arms real little and stuff. Head big and big stomach sticking out. Ain't nothing else like look like that. Amen. You know, I'm trying to be funny, but we ain't like that. You know, got sores and stuff. All we're not. We're not malnutrition. Might be hungry, but not starving. Whew, God help us here today. The subject of this message is the word is essential. Amen. The word is essential. Like we preached not long ago, prayer is essential. Essential means it's a necessity. That means you can't do without it. You can't live without it. It's like you said, man shall not live by bread alone. Shall not live by bread alone. And it's necessary. This is a necessity for the word. It's vital. It's crucial. Because if you don't know what the words say, you can be deceived by anything. You need to know what the words say. Somebody come to you telling you something different, telling you something that's not right. If you know you've been beating your word up, you know if they're telling you the truth or not, you don't be deceived. You know. The word is very essential. Just like people don't like to drink water. They think water is not essential. Water is essential. Water may not taste right. You might not want to drink it, but it's essential. It helps cleanse you, your body. Amen. Keeps you, glory to God, fleshes you out and all that. Juices and pops and stuff like that don't do nothing but bloat you and mess your inside up. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's essential. The word of God is essential. It's very vitally important. Psalms 119 and it says, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Taking heed to the word of God. When you take heed to something, you pay attention to it. Somebody say you're taking heed to it, you're paying attention to it. You're taking notice to it. You're regarding it. You're considering what's being said. You're thinking about what's being said. Somebody don't take heed to nothing. Amen. Just like across the street. Somebody just Don't cross the street. You ain't got enough sense enough to look to the left, to the right. You might be a flat on the ground after a while. Anybody got common sense is not going to just walk across the street. I know we got people do that. I've seen people do it. You got to watch them so you don't hit them. I understand that. They just walk across the street. But you guys, most people are going to look to the left until they're considering a car coming this way. They're considering a car coming that way. Taking heed means I'm stopping with caution. I'm listening. I'm taking heed. I'm paying attention. I'm taking notice to what you're saying. I'm considering it. I'm thinking about it. And I'm going to ponder with it. I'm going to study it. And whatever I need to do. Amen. I'm taking heed. It said, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? And not just talking about a man, a woman, any of God's people. How are we going to stay clean and cleanse our ways? By taking heed. By doing it. Taking heed to according to that word. It said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. In other words, with your whole heart, when you begin to seek the Lord with your whole heart, things happen. Amen. When you begin to seek the Lord with your whole heart, things happen. When you seek him half-heartedly, you won't see the full benefit of the same thing if somebody was seeking him with the whole heart. When you seek the Lord with the whole heart, you come nakedly before him in the spirit. You saying, Lord, here I am with all I am. And Lord, here I am with all that I'm not. You're not going to God and saying, Lord, I'd like the Pharisees. Lord, I do this right. Lord, but I don't do this right. Lord, I do this right. You're coming for him humbly like, Lord, everything about me, Lord, that's not right. Everything, God's right. Lord, I come humbly before you. I don't say that I got it together when I don't have it together. I come humbly before you. Lord, I submit my whole will to you. I'm seeking you with my whole heart. Amen. There's times in my life when I be saying, Lord, I need your help with this. And I need your help with that. And then I may have my will, how I want to do it this way. But after a while, you got to come clean with the Lord and submit your whole will if you want God to help you. Yeah. Because he don't really think like you. He don't think like me. His ways is far above, different than our ways, and he just don't think the way we do stuff. He don't even do stuff the way we do stuff. He got a much better plan and a much, much better way. Amen. And that's why we need to seek him. And sometimes when you feel like I just don't have the strength to get this done, then you need to say, Lord, I need strength to get it done. Or you can tell the Lord, Lord, I really don't want to do it this way, but if this is your will for me to do this way, help me submit unto your will. Amen. Amen? That's called seeking with the whole heart. It said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. The word of God, we take God's word and we put it in our heart. We don't put some of it in our heart. We put it all in our heart. It's like somebody say, well, I don't need this right now. Put it in your spiritual refrigerator because you will need it. Just because you don't need it right now, you don't throw it away. You grab it like, I might not need it. I might be all right right now, but I'm going to take this word. I'm going to listen to what it's saying. I'm going to apply it. That word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Because the devil's just waiting for one little turn. He can take one little turn and flip you all around with one little turn. Just like a GPS. I don't use it. Like maybe I need to learn how to use it, but I don't halfway trust it sometimes. You know, I don't know. I would learn more about it, feel more comfortable with it. But if you don't really know where you're going, you might have you going every road, every way right, and one little turn could throw you way in left field. So you get back on track some kind of way. And some people get thrown way off on left field, and they get thrown off somewhere. They get back on track. Even going on vacations and stuff, we all need one. I need one. But you can't go on vacations and forget about the Lord. Amen. You go on vacations if you want to and forget about the Lord. The devil have you in a different frame of mind. You be wondering, who are you? You be like, who am I? You still got to take the Lord with you wherever you go. Amen. You still got to stay prayerful. You still got to do all that. Amen. Amen. So we're about done here. And Psalms 119 and 105 says, thy word is a lamp. And we talked about that earlier. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, God's word brings light. It brings, the Bible said, the entrance of God's word give it light. So his word illuminizes, and it makes plain what he's saying. It brings interest, brings light. It brings understanding. Light is understanding. It opens us my understanding. The Bible said, with all thy getting, get understanding. You can study the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. You can just study it. And nothing wrong with studying, because the Bible says study, show yourself approved. But if you don't understand the first scripture that you read, you don't understand none of what good is it doing you for just reciting, hearing to be recited. You want to understand what God is saying to me in his word, not just to just have the knowledge of the word and just preach the word. Even myself, if I'm just preaching the word to you all and I'm just quoting scripture to you all, what is it going to do for me? It might help you all, but what's it going to do for me? You know, when I'm going through a trial and test, I have to reach and grab the same word and say, Lord, you know, you give me a word to preach to other people. I need some help with this right here, myself. Amen. You got to take that same word that you give out to help other people and help yourself with it. Amen. That's what it's intended to do. That's what God's intention for it to do. So the word of God is essential. It's very vitally important. Stop and take some time and read his word. Amen. Listen to let the word be in your ear gate some kind of way, because you're going to need it and I'm going to need it. Amen. And we have to make sure we feed our spirit. Amen. You don't hear a lot of people maybe talking about seeking the Lord and fasting and prayer. People doing some of everything else nowadays, you know. So, you know, you don't know what people do, but I know what David said. As for me and my house, is me. Not just my own household. It is me. It's the entire me. For as for me and my household, I have to serve the Lord. I know, I don't know about nobody else, but I know it's important. Like sister sing the song, it's important for me that I'm saved. Amen. It's important for me to stay saved. Not that I'm just saved. You can be saved one minute and I'm saved the next minute. Ain't no such thing once saved, all saved. You get dipping back into sin and doing sinful things. You need to do your first ways over again. You're not still saved. You need to be resaved. Amen. So, in other words, it's important for me that I'm saved. Amen. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths, as we just said, and it's a guide. The Holy Ghost is not just for being born again. I got the Holy Ghost because I speak in tongue or whatever, but the Holy Ghost is to lead and guide you into all truth. It comes to lead and to guide you. And a lot of people got all these other things guiding them, but it's the Holy Ghost is what's going to really guide you all the way into heaven. Amen. It's going to guide you all the way into heaven. It's going to guide me all the way into heaven. I was talking to a lady that I used to work with. She'd been retired. She told me, she said, you know, I'm 85 now. I said, oh, yes, you sure? Look at, we were standing in Kroger's and talking and everything. And she began to tell me about this one bus driver we all knew, and he was so cool. We knew he was. He always like trying to be so cool and stuff. And I know they say he had moved him out of. He had moved out of town. I guess he had got real bad off sick or something. Moved out of town with his son. But she said, you know, he passed. I said, oh really? I said, I used to see him at community sometime. Come over there, get senior lunch. So I said, no, I hadn't seen him. I would ask somebody about him sometime. She said, yeah, he moved out of town. And she said, moved out with his son. She said, yeah, he died probably about a week or so ago. They cremated him. She said they was talking about, some people talking about getting in the bus going down there, I guess, just to pay their respects and stuff. I said, oh. And we just got to talking and she said, this is so many people that's leaving. I said, yeah, I know. And she said, I said, the only thing we can do is just make sure we just get it together down here, get our life together, you know. And she said, yeah. She said, yeah. She said, I said, this is the dressing room. That's the best we can do. I said, nobody know when they're going to leave. I said, tomorrow, not promised to none of us. I said, we standing here today, we might be gone the next, you know, we just know. She said, yeah, I'm telling you. She said, then we got to talking about, we started talking about, I was telling them about, you know, the different changes that's been, they're making. And I was talking about the mark of the beast, the things they're talking about putting these chips in people that kind of looked and seen that one time. She said, yeah. She said, I just, I just rather for the Lord just take me on before that. I said, yeah, I understand that. And I said, this is dressing up room. I said, some people actually think that there's a heaven, a hell, and something in between. I said, but they only know that this a heaven and it's a hell. If they really understood that, they would not be playing politics, like, so speak, like that, with the thought of that is in between. I said, because that's going to determine whatever we do down here. I said, once we leave this life, I said, the Bible said to be present with the Lord, to be absent from the body is to mean to be present with the Lord. I said, when we're absent from this body, once we take that last breath, I said, we got Christ in our life. Amen. We done made our peace with him. We go on. I said, those people that leave here that have Christ in their life, they're not in no torment when they leave here. And I guarantee if they could actually tell you, they would tell you, I do not want to come back here. Amen. They would tell you that this place right here is so peaceful I don't want to come back there. They would just say, there's times I've heard people say that sometimes they didn't want to come back. God sent them back for a testimony. They didn't want to come back here. They don't want to come back here in peace. Ain't in whatever they died with, you better believe they're not up there jerking and inflicted. They ain't inflicted. Amen. Because God give them a glory. Amen. Their body, he's going to change that. But right at the time, they're with him in paradise in a resting place. Now, I can't say the same for people that, amen, don't make peace with God and they living in sin. I can't. They're not in it's not the same state of mind, honey. No. They're not even. It's a gulf between them. They're going on one side up. They're going on another side. But the way you leave here, amen, that's the condition you're going to be in. You're not resting in peace like the righteous. And I explained that we just was talking. I said, boy, I said, we done had us a little sermon. She said, yes, we did. I said, I wasn't playing the sound like this guy from work and stuff. But she was talking. I was glad to see her. We did. But I'm just saying that I told her, I said, that's why I strive like I do. I strive. I said, I want to go to heaven. I strive to please the Lord. I ain't saying I'm perfect. I strive to please the Lord. I do not want to go to hell. I can't take the hell that's down here. I said, see, people are twisted today because they think, glory to God, they think if I go to hell, let's let me go to hell. I ain't going to know I'm in there nowhere. But see, that's a deception of the devil. You are going to know that you are in hell. Amen. If you go there. You are going to know that you made it to heaven. You go there. Because see, like I told her, this flesh right here, see, these messages need to be preached more like people get. This flesh right here, this flesh is not going to heaven or hell. This flesh. If you dig somebody up out of the grave now, there's nothing there. Somebody probably nothing but ashes, but nothing there. Deterioration. But that inside of you, that when you stick your finger on something hot, or you cut your finger on something, you say, ouch, that's the real you. That's what's going to spend eternity in heaven or hell. So it's going to live one place or the other. It's going to live in heaven or it's going to live in hell. And people that live in hell, they weeping in the Bible, read your Bible, weeping and gnashing their teeth, they then tormented. The rich man's Lazarus, would you send somebody another over here? Come send Lazarus over here to cool my tongue off. It's so hot down here. Amen. So hell is real. And heaven is real. That's good enough for me. I don't care about what nobody else do. I don't care about what anybody else say. I'm striving to make it to heaven. And I'm striving to do God's will, whatever he's called me to do, to help people to make it. I don't want to go to hell. I can't take the hell down here. You can't even take a toothache down here. You can't take a headache down here. You can't take a stomach ache down here. You can't take nothing down here. How in the world are you going to take it forever and ever and ever? Flames of fire. Burning your soul. Not no one time is over, burning forever. Can't nobody never come and get you out of there. There's no outlet. Lift your hands to the Lord. Glory to God. But I choose and want to be on the other side. Glory to God. I want to be on the other side where there's no more weeping, no more crying, no more tiredness, no more pain, no more suffering. Where the streets are paved with gold. Glory to God. That I can go as will. If I want to be here now, I can just wish and I'm there. A glorified body. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. We so glory to God. Want to hallelujah, make sure we got this body as such in a dorm or whatever. Glory to God. It's all right to look nice and all that, but glory to God. If you don't have your soul in a dorm, glory to God. Glory, you got great glory to God. Hallelujah. A well-known people, glory to God, that make millions and millions of money. Glory to God. Everybody didn't go to heaven. Glory to God. Just lost all that down here. Glory to God. Couldn't take none of it on the other side. It's really something to think about. Making heaven your home. Well, let nobody trip you up for making heaven your home. Glory to God. A little temporary pleasure for a little while will cause your soul and my soul to be lost. Somebody give God the praise. Come on, give God the praise. Glory to God. It's time to make your election and your call and your election sure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anymore, ain't no certain age on don't deaths or nothing like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can get out of here. You can be a baby and just die just like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be old to die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This young graveyard's out here all day long. Glory to God. Matter of fact, the young people are dying quicker than the old people. The people living to 85 years old and oh, they living a long life. This is young people dying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to more sin and increase in this world. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So you got to understand it just like that why I serve the Lord. I'm not serving the Lord because I'm scared and afraid just for going to hell only, but I know if I don't live right, the hell belongs to me. Amen. Heaven doesn't belong to you. I don't care. They can get up and put you in heaven. Say they was a good old person. They went to heaven. Only God know where you went.
Amen.
But I know if you live right, heaven belongs to you. I know if you live right and walk right before the Lord, glory to God, to be absent from this body means to be present with the Lord. I know it's a lot of saints that's going on. They're present with the Lord. They're just at peace. They're at rest. They are rest, honey. They're at peace. Glory to God. They ain't thinking about this world. They don't even know about this world. They don't care about this world. They just like where they at.
Amen.
And whatever they left here with, they don't have that sickness no more. They don't have that disease no more. A glorified body shall they have. I seen my picture of my brother one time, the one that died in 2010, before he even passed. I seen him sitting at a table with a lot of other people, and he looked like 20 or 30 years younger than he was. Glory to God. I began to tell him about it, and tear began to go down his eye. He was bad off sick. He said, "That was paradise." I said, "Yes, that's what it was. Resting with the Lord." Somebody give God the praise. Head it up, old shot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't live right. You be down there with the devil and his angels. There's no angels anymore. His demons. You be down there with him. Burning. He's going to burn. Satan is going to burn. And everybody follow him going to be burning right along with him. Somebody give God the praise. Come on, everybody stand to your feet. I don't know how I jump from there and there, but God, he knows this where to take. Give us a wake up call. To make our election, calling an election sure. Get serious about why you serve God. Don't wear God like a loose garment. Don't be trying to find out and see how close you can get to the world. See how close you can get to God. Because he's the one that's going to hold you together when you really need him. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. Come on.